My Big Surprise, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. My Big Surprise by the Fanny Miranda Collection. Letter 1. Excoping. Dear Ilse, I promised to write you about my experiences during my visit at Anna and Alfred's. I have to say that my experience of the 2 days I have been here has been so good that I felt I had to write you to tell you, especially as they coincide closely with your shared views of eroticism. When I confide these experiences with you, it is in the hope that you don't get jealous, because you know that even though we both have our little secrets, we both agree that we should have the freedom to enjoy the different experiences that fall our way. And you know that when I get home, I will still be your little piglet and will be just as happy to enjoy your caress as well as I was before. I arrived yesterday evening, and the following morning Alfred left for work at 7 o'clock. Anna came into my room and suggested that we drink coffee in her bed. You know, Anna and I first met each other in the office that I was working. We spent an entire year in each other's company, although we never discussed anything to do with eroticism. So, when she asked me to join her, I thought there must be something more to her suggestion. When we got to her room, I saw she had a tray of coffee prepared. We sat down on her bed and drank the delicious caffeine infusion and ate home-baked bread. Afterwards, we lay and smoked a cigarette in her bed while we talked fast and loose. Once we'd finished our cigarettes, Anna asked if we should take a nap, and we settled down under the duvet. As you can imagine, my mind was in a bit of a whirl, unsure as to whether this would actually be an opportunity for having an erotic experience with Anna. She's so sweet, you wouldn't believe. As we lay down, Anna said, "Why don't you lie on my arm so that we can be more comfortable?" We were lying close together and chatted about things as only women can, laughing and generally having fun. Anna's other arm was around me, and I thought I could feel her pushing me once in a while, so I cannot deny that I was becoming excited about what might be about to happen. Suddenly Anna said, "Give me a kiss, Inga. You're so sweet." And when I kissed her, I could feel her squeezing me close. Shortly after, Anna kissed me again, and now I could feel her tongue between my lips as her right hand caressed me. I now realized that Anna wanted something with me, and I cannot deny that I was quivering with anticipation. As you can imagine, I returned her kiss. I stuck my tongue right between her lips, and we started kissing really passionately. And immediately I noticed that Anna responded by pressing me up and towards her, whilst her right hand searched my body, reaching for my legs, my lovely pert bottom, until finally she reached my breasts and squeezed them, causing me to shake with passion. I now began to fondle Anna with my free hand, and we both lay with our eyes closed, pressed close to each other, sinking into this wonderful feeling of completely floating on a cloud of pure passion. Suddenly, Anna stood up in the bed and took off her nightgown and said I should do the same. For a moment, we were both naked and, as we got back under the duvet, we entered a big, lovely, tender embrace. And Anna lay over me, kissing my eyes, my cheeks, my mouth.